Quick question for you. I've been having fun all morning long because today is National Vinyl Record Day. I've been asking people the very first vinyl record they ever bought. Do you remember?
Oh, I do. I remember the first 45 was Space Oddity by David Bowie. And the first LP, I think, was an Anne Murray record that I bought for my parents because she was in town. I grew up in Nova Scotia, a little town in Nova Scotia,
yep.
And she was in town autographing them. And I lined up at the closest Stedman's, the closest one, the only Stedman's. and I remember she was behind a big desk in her bare feet, which was her kind of trademark at the time. You know, this was probably like 1970, 71, something
right.
like that.
Yep.
And autographing the album with Snowbird on it.
That's great. It's funny. You mentioned Stedman's, and I talked about the first record that I ever bought this morning was also at Stedman's. And I had a bunch of people texting me going, the heck is Stedman's? What was that? Yeah.
Well, we on the main street of the town that I grew up in, there was a People store, a big department store,
yep.
a Stedman's. And keep in mind, this was a very small town. And there was a Metropolitan store, which was quite large. But for the entire time that I grew up there, some of the lights were blown out. So everyone in town called it the Metropolitan store because that's what it actually said.
It's funny about the Stedman's because they were probably wasn't big enough town to have a Woolworths. So you had the secondary version of Woolworths, which was always Stedman's, right?
With the lunch counter and the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's get to the movies. I love this first. Emily the Criminal, I think, is such a great topic because it talks about things that we talk about on the air a lot, which is people working in restaurant jobs and not getting anywhere, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and saddled with huge amounts of student debt.
Yeah.
That's sort of the place at which we first meet Emily, played by Aubrey Plaza in this movie. And she has a degree. She also has a minor criminal record from when she was much younger. She's a millennial. She's in her 20s now. But job interview after job interview goes really well until they say, have you ever been in trouble with the law? And she says, well, yeah, once when I was blah, blah, and she gives the story, and all of a sudden, you know, doors are slamming shut in front of her face. She's desperate for money, and she turns to making some money under the table, being what's called a dummy shopper. So she is given fake credit cards. She goes to the local Stedman's or whatever, buys a television on the fake credit card, gets it out of the store, gives it to her handlers. If it costs $1,000 in the store, they sell it for $500 and they give her $200. She's really good at this. She has, you know, kind of an angelic face, doesn't look like she's up to no good. So they give her bigger and bigger jobs, and then she starts getting addicted to the adrenaline rush of the whole situation. And, of course, one thing leads to another. And this is a movie that is not just a great character study. Aubrey Plaza is really fantastic in this. But it's also a good crime thriller. It has something to say about saddling students with an unpayable amount of student debt. So you've got a lot of things happening here at once. But most of all, for me, it's all about Aubrey Plaza. She's fantastic in this. And the crime elements of the story are a welcome add-on, but go to see her because she really does something special here.
We did a story earlier in the week about somebody who claims that they do very dangerous things for no particular reason other than to do very dangerous things in public. And the movie Fall is kind of about that sort of thing, isn't it?
Sort of. It's about thrill seekers. At the beginning of the movie, there is a tragedy on a mountainside that leaves our hero, Becky, alone and distraught. And when she gets down safely from the mountain, her husband doesn't, she is thrown into a tailspin. She's drinking too much. She just can't seem to imagine her life ever turning back to normal, until one of her other thrill-seeking friends says, you got to get back up on that horse. You have to do this stunt with me. I found a 2,000-foot radio tower in the middle of nowhere, and I think it would be exhilarating for us to climb to the top of it. There's a tiny little platform at the top. We'll perch up there. We will spread your husband's ashes. It's what he would have wanted, and it'll help you find some closure. So they do it, except what happens is as they're climbing up this tower, the ladder that they're using is literally crumbling underneath them. So they get to the top thinking, well, we've got rope, we're experienced climbers, we can get down from here. But, you know, the rope isn't quite long enough to be of any use. The cell phones don't work because there's no service, and they seem to be stuck at the top of this 2,000-foot pole. And for the next hour or so, you're with them as vultures start to circle around, and there's lots of vertigo-inducing shots, these drone shots of them at the top of this, and you just see just how high up 2,000 feet in the air is. And they have to try and figure a way down. And this is a movie that has a little bit of dodgy CGI, computer-generated imagery, and it's got a few little sags in the middle part there, but it does deliver this high anxiety feeling that a lot of people want from these movies. You go to the movie theater to see a movie like Fall because you'll never climb that 2,000-foot pole yourself, but you want that kind of rush, that you get that dopamine hit that you get from seeing somebody else do it, and that this movie provides that in spades.
Speaking of dopamine hits, there's a thriller, kind of a psychological thriller, out this week called Resurrection. And does it provide that kick?
It does, but in a much different kind of way. This is a psychological thriller starring Rebecca Hall and Tim Roth. When we first meet Rebecca Hall, she is a managing partner at a biotech company. She is well respected. She's a mentor to a lot of the young women in the office. She is disciplined. And then at a conference, she looks over and a few rows down and off to the left, so they can't really see her, or she can't get a really good look at him, is a man who she has an immediate physical reaction to. She starts to quiver. She starts to shake. She has to leave. She has to get out of there. Cut to a few days later, she's shopping with her daughter at a department store like Stedman's, and she sees him there as well. And so ultimately she confronts him, and it turns out that it is this same man from 22 years ago who had abused her when she was much younger. They had a child together. The child disappeared, and now he's trying to reinsert himself into her life. And as she starts to fall apart, the movie starts to ask these questions. And the questions are, is what we're seeing actually happening? Did what she describes actually happen, or is this just a figment of her fragile mental state? And it's a movie that I think people will go see and have vastly different reactions to on the way out. My wife and I saw it on Sunday, and on the way out, we ended up talking about this for a long time, and we fell down on different sides of the fence on this one. But it's very good. Rebecca Hall is absolutely tremendous in this.
All right, before we get any toward the news here, I want to be able to get to one for the family, for the younger ones. And is it Ainbow? Is that how it's pronounced?
Ainbow, yeah, Ainbow, Spirit of the Amazon. It's in theaters right now. You may have a slight sense of deja vu while watching this, because if you've seen Fern Gully or The Lion King, you'll get the same kind of vibe that this movie gives off. It's the story of a princess who's trying to save her Amazon village from evil spirits and from developers. But it's got just enough of a feel-good vibe that it prevents it from being just a complete knockoff or direct-to-DVD kind of video feel. It's in theaters. It's called Ainbow, Spirit of the Amazon. Good fun, I think, probably for the whole family, mostly the younger ones, though.
Well, yeah, and every once in a while, you need that this time of the year to get to the kids on the weekend, give yourself a couple of hours break. So,
absolutely.
This report brought to you by Stedman's. Thank you, Richard. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks so much, Jim.